This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
I am well aware of the fact that I lost all focus when last I spoke. Or as you say now, when I last spoke. Yes, that's much better. I have an honorary degree from Oxford. It was not given for excellence in grammar. It seems to have slipped my mind if there was ever a great grammarian who could write a book worth reading. I know, I'm off track again. To get on track, perhaps I should talk about the railroads. On track? Railroads? Yes, that was an intentional attempt at humor. I've been told I need to attempt humor. Allow me to brag about the American railroads. Last year, by that I mean 1878, or in that neighborhood, the railroads killed 27,260 people. An amazing achievement. These were mostly unnecessary people hanging around at places like railroad crossings. The companies, of course, deeply regretted these accidents. A jury will almost never conclude that a railroad was at fault. The companies hire the finest lawyers in the land. As I remember, young Abe Lincoln was for a time a railroad lawyer. Amazingly, this did not reflect on Mr. Lincoln's reputation. We think of him as Honest Abe to this day, regardless of his railroad connection. He seems to have been an outlier. By that I mean, he seems to have been that rarest of creature, an honest lawyer. I know I'm tough on lawyers, not without reason, especially when they become politicians. Think of it. A lawyer who is a politician occupies two of the occupations Americans trust the least. Perhaps they could also sell snake oil and achieve a trifecta. Allow me to get back to the railroads. Thank heaven, the railroads are often inclined to do the right thing after they run over needless people. There is an instance which greatly touched me at the time. A dear, distant relative of mine was run over by a train. The company delivered the remains to my family in a basket. Attached to the basket was a very kind note. It read, "Please state what figure you hold him at and return the basket." Now, there couldn't be anything friendlier than that. I understand why they wanted the basket returned. Considering the raw numbers of Americans being killed by trains, why should the railroads be expected to provide a basket, a free basket, to each of the families? Just think of this as a job-providing venture. Somewhere in America, there must be a huge factory turning out baskets large enough to carry human body parts. In fairness, the railroads must be commended for providing these human remains baskets. Also, I might add, the remains in their baskets are provided with free transportation on a train. A train just like the one that killed them. This generosity is overwhelming and should warm our hearts. The railroads provide lucrative salaries for high-priced lawyers who might otherwise be forced to defend average Americans who are unable to pay millions in legal fees. So there it is. The railroads are, without question, job providers for high-priced lawyers, as well as hundreds of basket makers. On this 4th of July, the patriotism of the American railroads should be praised. It brings tears to my eyes thinking of their patriotism. Allow me to leave you with that uplifting thought. This has been the Mark Twain Speaks podcast. Thank you.